producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen it. Quote Emperor Palpatine. Not really hard to do. MSNBC is demonizing anyone that doesn't basically worship the Black Panther Party, the new Black Panther Party in Al Sharpton, and trying to create racial division and destabilize things with the whole Ferguson situation that has now spread across the U.S., as we said back on Monday it probably would, and people said stop fear-mongering. No, I know how this stuff works. Anybody who pays attention does. Thousands march in Times Square and other cities and other town squares across the country. That's the Daily Mail. As new evidence emerges that Michael Brown was a thug who had just robbed the store minutes before being shot. And there are now reportedly witnesses, black witnesses, that indeed he did have the officer on the ground. Again, it doesn't mean that police don't discriminate against blacks sometimes or that there isn't a police state in this country. The issue is we just go where the truth is. Does that say it's okay that the police attacked reporters and shot my reporters who were running away? Does that mean it's good to have paramilitary police aiming M4s at my reporters who are standing there with press passes, with flagged microphones, completely non-threatening? No, that's horrible. And see, this is how they're going to sell it. They're going to have MSNBC come out one-sided with Al Sharpton and Obama, and they're going to have the other side, Fox News, going, everyone is there for Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton is behind this. Meanwhile, Gateway Pundit reports it. My reporters have talked to people on the ground, on live, Ustream. We need to get them to go out and do it in HD. Everybody's saying, literally, to you-know-what with Obama and Al Sharpton, and that this is being used to create a police state, and that all they want is the truth, and that thugs came in out of St. Louis using Craigslist to organize looting on the backs of protest. Thugs taking advantage of it, because in thug culture, that's what you do, is you loot as your form of protest, a.k.a. L.A. riots. So you got legitimate people that just want to know what really happened. And then you've got the police descending in. And I said this yesterday. I said, if you want nationwide demonstrations, and then if the police attack any of those demonstrations, nationwide looting, do exactly what the state police, with Homeland Security involved up to their eyeballs, and the local sheriff's department are doing. What they're doing is inciting people. The militarization is provocative. And the whole world is seeing this. This looks like Tiananmen Square or something. Now, the SWAT team has come out now and said they were helping the Al Jazeera and InfoWars camera people, because it was Washington Post, Al Jazeera, InfoWars.com, all over there. Vice was, HBO was down the street and picked up one of our reporters who was vomiting. We appreciate that. And they're saying on the loudspeaker, turn off your cameras. They fire tear gas and rubber bullets at them and then go over and dismantle the cameras. Well, there's Fox, too. Despite reports, SWAT team helped Al Jazeera reporters, did not take their equipment. Ha! That's real funny. So you got MSNBC lying with one perspective, and you've got Fox News, national and local, literally putting out Joseph Goebbels-level bull. And I'm just sorry. The world is more sophisticated, folks. We're going to really look at this and really find out what happened. And if Michael Brown's a thug and he tried to kill the cop and the cop killed him, then, you know, we're going to report that. And if military police aim guns at us for no reason, we're going to report it and get angry about it.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
No flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquake of doubt and remorse. Assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still thriving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Because he's racing and pacing and
haunting. Ladies and gentlemen, it is already
the sun's gone down.
Friday, the 15th day of August, 2014. Coming up today on the special Friday worldwide transmission, Max Keiser is here making a documentary film. He's about to go to South America in search of Ken Lay, who did stage his death. The evidence is massive. He's dropping by to interview yours truly for that film and some other things. So Max Keiser, all the way from England, will be in studio with us today. And we do have our reporters on the line as well from Ferguson, Missouri, to break down what happened yesterday last night and this morning since we last talked to them when we signed off at about 9:30 last night. We did 2 hours of live television out of the new studios that PrisonPlanet.tv viewers were able to see. We had a massive number of folks tuning in last night. And then we did 30 minutes of pre-recorded world news that we shot between 2 and 7 o'clock yesterday. So, again, InfoWars Nightly News is a mix of live and also tape-to-air analysis. There's nothing else like it. 5 nights a week, 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Eastern. That would be, of course, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, and then 6 o'clock Mountain, 5 o'clock Pacific. We are teleprompter-free radio and TV news here, and so occasionally I will drop the ball on getting my time zones correct. Again, my friends, it is Friday. We will be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm going to be working over the weekend on some special reports that will air during the live broadcast with David Knight and myself on this Sunday edition. I'm going to have a special report on geoengineering that is declassified on record going on worldwide. The specifics are classified, but a lot of it is now declassified. And so I want to put together the patents and the foreign news reports and the congressional testimonies where they admit that our atmosphere is being manipulated. Towards what end, we're not being told. Just like I knew the NSA had put hubs into all telecommunication systems by the mid-1990s and kill switches into everything by October 1st, 2001, and total control grids to be able to manipulate information, not just block it. We told you all that because a lot of it was decompartmentalized and declassified, but no news media would pick it up. Now everything I told you in 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000 is mainline news. Not some of what I said, exactly what we told you. But just like something massive like that could be kept secret, even as it hid in plain view, the world's atmosphere is being assaulted. And the astrophysicist, the meteorologist, the climatologist, the planetologist that we have been interviewing over the years say it appears that the atmosphere is being assaulted and that they're attempting to destroy it. They even have in college and high school textbooks that we've shown on air, mainline textbooks used nationwide, that the government is spraying barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and other isotopes to, quote, protect the Earth as a sunscreen. And the reason I'm going to stay late today and do this special report for Sunday is I woke up this morning, looked out the window, and there were chemtrails at 5,000 feet. Those aren't ice crystals. At 10,000 feet, ladies and gentlemen, it's about 80 degrees. I went and looked it up at this time of year in Texas. 5 to 10,000 feet. Some of them were at 10,000, some of them at 5,000. I mean, they were right over my house. This is insane. And while we're busy worried about what's happening with the police state that's been openly building in front of us that they've been denying exists for the last 20 years, all this other scientific tyranny, medical tyranny, secret death lists for the veterans, it's death panels where people that have skin cancer or brain cancer or lung cancer or bone cancer who are operable, who you can save 100% of the time in some cases, 90% of the time in other cases, you can look it up, are being put on list to not be given care. Some are 25 years old, some are 80-something years old. And, it, of course, when it came out months ago in Arizona, I said it isn't just Arizona, and then it turned out it wasn't just Arizona because it's an order. I I don't care if you're in the military, you're a cop, whoever you are, and you think you're working for the system, and you think you're, you know, overall a good person, so the system must be good. No. We're going to Ja'Kari Jackson, Joe Biggs, and Josh Owens here in just a moment for the balance of the hour. Then we'll have open phones in the second hour. But I want everybody to get this through their heads. We live in a mind control echo chamber. But people think that there's a choice because the globalists create the perception of choices. Famously in England, the two biggest grocery store chains are on record owned by the same family. They'll have motor miles in major cities where most of the dealerships are owned by the same family or the same group, but they'll put different names on them and act like they're doing deals against each other across the street. Just like a Don King heavyweight boxing match where he owns both the fighters. And they make the money on when they're going to stage the knockout. Fox News, this is bigger than Ferguson. It's bigger than demonstrations all over the country that the Democratic Party and the Justice Department are behind. It's bigger than just the system wanting to start a civil war that I've been warning you about every day for months, and now you see it beginning, and I said, watch, it's going to be race war and open borders, because I know what the globalists are up to. So when I get up here and I get mad at the police and I get mad at the demonstrators throwing rocks at them and I criticize different angles, it's to get people into the mindset of not just going with Ford or Chevy, the Dallas Cowboys, or the 49ers. It's about getting outside the box, outside the Coke Pepsi box, outside the Democrat Republican Fox News MSNBC box, and actually looking at the big picture. Clearly, day one, the police response was a good response to looters burning down businesses. Then demonstrators come out because they don't like their town being occupied and being told get off the streets and guns being aimed at them. It escalates. The police shoot a bunch of reporters, tear down people's cameras, lose the moral high ground. The other big issue is America knows the armored vehicles, the helicopters, the surveillance, the Boston police state. People know we're living in a tyranny. The cameras. People don't trust the central government. It has a 6 to 7% approval rating. So the police then are on the ground where the rubber meets the road. So the untrusting nature of the people, for good reason, is expressed onto the police. And the globalists know that. So they're planning to then cement the police due to public backlash because of tactics that are designed to cause a backlash, to compartmentalize the police further into an us-against-them mentality so the destabilization campaign can roll out and so the police can be scapegoated instead of the New World Order and the globalists. So the New World Order and the globalists are in there training the police, giving them the hardware, the tactics of an occupying force. Then when there's a backlash against that, the feds come in as the saviors, while exacerbating the racial tensions, hoping it blows up nationwide to make that the big issue and not the faltering economy, not the banker bailouts, not the open borders. And to not have the Libertarians and Republican Party that's moving to demilitarize the police, de-escalate the police state, they don't want that to happen, so they want to brand it as an Al Sharpton thug life Democratic Party, pants hanging down around people's ankles, knockout game poster. And that's what Fox News is doing. Al Sharpton runs it all. Al Sharpton's behind the unrest in Ferguson. The people on the ground in Ferguson on video, Gateway Pundit and InfoWars has it, are saying, we hate Al Sharpton. We hate Obama. This is a police state. We're sick of having guns pointed at us. We're sick of the fact the police department has 60-something people and only three of them are black. And this city is mainly black. Those are all legitimate issues, folks. So there's a lot of complex things happening here. But the bigger backdrop is, this is all an example to learn how the psyops are being run and how the globalists are running both sides and how the media all comes to act like Al Sharpton is who speaks for black people, an FBI informant, show-and-tell-pro, racist, race-baiting, thug piece of garbage. We'll talk to our reporters straight ahead.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You've been hearing about the in-home freeze dryer from Harvest-Right for months now. Have you invested in yours yet? As you know, we live in a politically and economically troubled time. You should be preparing for an uncertain future today. Right now is the time to start freeze drying your own food so you can become self-reliant and less dependent upon others. To invest in your own home freeze dryer, go to harvestright.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Again, that's a home freeze dryer from harvestright.com. And be sure to mention this ad to save $200 through the month of August.
InfoWarsStore.com. From this Monday to next, all of the incredible books, videos, supplements, liberty-based attire, belt buckles, Molon Labe t-shirts, organic seeds, you name it, are 10% off the already extremely low prices. We are doing this special to draw attention to the brainwashing that's taking place in the media and in the public schools and in many of the private schools and the, quote, higher levels of education. InfoWars.com is right at the tip of the spear worldwide. That's why it's essential to take advantage of this 10% off across the board special at InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's the Made in America apparel or the produced in America high-quality supplements. It's all 10% off the already lowest price in this back-to-school week. History is taking place right now. By going to InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally buying war bonds in the battle to awaken humanity.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Alex Jones here back live on this Friday edition. I tend to call things like Ferguson a Rosetta Stone. A lot of listeners know what I'm talking about there. But the Rosetta Stone, for thousands of years, historians philosophers could not read ancient hieroglyphics until they found the Rosetta Stone that had the symbols next to the words, basically, so that they could then decode it. And if you look at how they're managing this Ferguson situation in the media, you see the divide and conquer. Fox News, the police are 100% in the right. The First Amendment's bad. Attacking the press is good. Or they're saying that the press was never attacked. Rubber bullets were not fired at the press. None of the press was arrested. Fox News, there's the headline. Despite reports, SWAT team helped Al Jazeera reporters, did not take their equipment. Now, it's coming out that Ferguson cops say Michael Brown robbed store before he was killed and have released HD photos from the store of the shopkeeper being choked and attacked by a man that looks like Mr. Brown. And they've released the report. Well, that's good. They should have done that the day after. Or said, hey, we're going to release evidence, stop it. And then not started attacking people. But when the police shoot your reporters with rubber bullets, tear gas them, and run up and dismantle mainstream media's cameras after saying turn your cameras off from hundreds of yards away, and then now the police have come out and said, oh, no, we were helping Al Jazeera. And Ja'Kari Jackson's in the video running away. We were shooting video from behind as the flashbangs go off, and then the police run over and dismantle the cameras, and they have the nerve. We have them in press conferences. Again, we're showing for TV viewers the side shot and the back shot of Ja'Kari when the flashbangs and the tear gas and then the rubber bullets come, and then the SWAT team runs and breaks down their equipment, and they're calling this helping them. Look, they're helping them when the Al Jazeera reporter there gets hit in the face with tear gas. Look, that's helping them. I mean, we're being fed such manifest bull. There is no NSA spying. If you built a business, you didn't build that. Obamacare cuts the price of your care 80% down to the cost of a phone bill. Raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. I'm sick of this level of lying. Whether it's Obama or the police, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You lose the moral high ground. You play into the globalist hands. They've got Justice Department facilitators, the same ones we caught sneaking around in Florida with the Trayvon Martin situation. Didn't matter if witnesses came out and said that Trayvon Martin was on top of Zimmerman and the truth had been told. Turns out Zimmerman's kind of a nut, too, running around looking for trouble, which is what I thought it was from the start. They were both out of their minds. But the media turned it into a big race deal. And the Justice Department was down there, and the police are all dressed up in paramilitary, all ready for civil war. Don't play into the federal training. The feds give them this training, give them the equipment, then they act like this. It blows up nationwide, and Obama can play the part of the savior with Al Sharpton. And now anyone who's against reporters being attacked on the other side or a police state, oh, now we're with Al Sharpton. See how they do that? Jack Spratt could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. Between the two, they licked the platter clean. Full spectrum dominance. What do you think's going on here? The globalists fund and support and protect Al-Qaeda. They change the name to IS and ISIS or ISIS to confuse everyone. Turn them loose to murder Christians and non-radical Muslims everywhere. And then they bomb a few artillery pieces claiming Obama is trying to save a Muslim minority on a mountaintop. No, the deal was to give Al-Qaeda, that's what it's called, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, changed their name to IS. Okay, that's a fact. That's in mainstream news, back of the paper. I'm going to throw up. The people running our government stir it up. They send in the Justice Department and Al Sharpton to stir it up. We go out there to try to, okay, looks like the feds are stirring this up and there's a bunch of thugs. We better get out there. We get there on the side of the police on Monday, basically. I'm getting criticized for that. Then the police act like total monsters and are all self-righteous. And I said, this is going to blow up nationwide. What do you think you're going to get more armored vehicles and more power out of people burning down cities? No. We're all going to lose the country, and the globalists are going to use this to bring in a police state that is mainly aimed at gun owners, the Tea Party. All the bubbas that are saying lock up all these black people and buy an end to this, it's aimed at you. Don't be idiots. Just like Homeland Security is for the liberty movement, never for Al-Qaeda. I told you that 12 years ago. We're going right to Jakari in Ferguson.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
The big question is, do we want to be free? To be free, we've got to understand propaganda and how the social engineers are manipulating us. To be free, we've got to step outside of the left-right paradigm or the Fox News, MSNBC. Either the police are God and totally perfect and can do no wrong, and the NSA spying is good, and blah, 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 law and order. Or all the police are the devil and Obama will save us, race bait, MSNBC. No, we've got to have a larger debate about why they're militarizing, why we're being surveilled. And the truth is, we've been taken over by foreign banking cartels who are hardcore totalitarians who follow a eugenics system. Our reporters, Josh Owens, at 100 feet away had them pointing M4223 M16 variants at them, directly at their camera, when they were standing there on the sidewalk. And the militarized police would march over during the day and say, get back on the sidewalk. And then later, get off the sidewalk. And if you don't get off the sidewalk, I'm going to arrest you. Just because they didn't like them reporting. And then firing rubber bullets at them. And then having the nerve on video firing tear gas, rubber bullets, and flashbangs. Running up. Dismantling the camera equipment after saying, turn your cameras off. Chasing reporters down the street, throwing flashbangs at the car, blowing up in front of the car. That, by the way, could have blown the car up. Josh Owens, I wonder, I shouldn't even be asking, does Vice have the video of that? Where he's in the Vice car? Vice is huge. You know, HBO, you name it, started on the internet. I think it got bought for like $100 million by HBO. The point is that they're there with the explosions going off, in a, chasing them. And then the cops have the nerve to go, we didn't chase any reporters. We were helping you. What? That's like at UC Davis, where the head cop spraying them with the pepper spray in the face. I mean, was he helping them there? Was he? The sheriff's department says that they thanked the officers. That's right, that Al Jazeera thanked them. A spokesman for St. Charles County says that the reporters thanked them. That's right. Why not say that Joe Biggs thanked you for shooting him with a rubber bullet? Rubber bullets. Or how about Josh when you were trying to blow his car up for no reason, the car he was in? I wonder if UC Davis students thank the officer that did that. That's the crazy disconnect of you guys believing your own propaganda. And this is designed, you're being given orders to make the public hate you. You're being set up for a civil war. That is the plan. I don't want it to happen. Let's go to Jakari Jackson, Joe Biggs, and, of course, Josh Owens. I want to talk to all of them. And then I want to go out to that crowd some, start of the next hour before we go to calls, and talk to the people there. Jakari Jackson, thank you for working so hard and being in so much danger. Would you like to thank the police department for tear gassing you?
This is Jakari Jackson, InfoWars.com in Ferguson, Missouri. No, I do not thank the police officers for first telling me to basically shoving me to get me out of the street and then onto the sidewalk and shoving me on the sidewalk. I do not thank the police officers for telling me to turn off my cameras. I do not thank the police officers for tear gassing me. I do not thank the police officers for firing multiple flashbang grenades at me and making me run over a fence, run into a yard. And that's when I ran into Al Jazeera. And I tell you, Alex, I was right there with Al Jazeera when all this went down, when they shot the rubber bullets at them, when they lobbed the flashbang.
No, I know. You shot video from behind. We have it from the side and behind.
And I don't think Al Jazeera thanks them either. So just like you said, they're drinking their own Kool-Aid. They're believing their own propaganda. Nobody thanks them for that situation just a few days ago.
Well, it discredited them. And now the police chief's come out and said it was wrong, which is a good thing. And then they ruin it all by coming back out and having the sheriff's department say they were thanked.
Oh, yeah, it's completely ridiculous, just like the journalists who were arrested at McDonald's. You know, they were keeping them safe. I don't know what type of justification they have to think that other people will believe their lies anymore. Just because you put it on a press release doesn't mean that everybody is going to agree with it. Some people may report it. You know, this is what the sheriff's department or the police department said, but not everybody's going to believe that. The people here don't appreciate that. I talked to the police chief last night. He was out here walking the streets. And I said, you know, you're pretty much, your officers out here indiscriminately shooting rubber bullets into a huge cloud of smoke. You can't make out who's in that cloud of smoke. I didn't see anybody with any night vision goggles. They just see a form in the smoke, and then they just open fire. And keep in mind, before they even open fire with the rubber bullets, they're firing the tear gas. They're firing the flashbang grenades. And we won't talk about the rioters and the looters, and that was a very big issue earlier in the week. But the police officers were the ones lighting the fires a couple nights ago when they're shooting off these flashbang grenades.
And the big issue is, in the neighborhood, shooting them over houses when those things are activated by fire, that's, again, what burned down the Branch Davidian.
In the summertime,
Jakari, I want to read the quote that's being put out nationally and locally by Fox News. of what the sheriff's department had to say, because and we're going to pull that up and put it on screen, because it is just ridiculous. It says, despite reports, SWAT team helped Al Jazeera, did not take their equipment. And then I was reading the quote earlier, and we scroll down to that. It says, in fact, a spokesman for the St. Charles County Sheriff's Department says the reporters thanked their officers. Really, we have video. That's not true. In fact, last night, the SWAT team officers were assisting the media in moving their camera equipment and media personnel to a safer area with their consent so they could continue to cover the event, the Sheriff's Department spokesperson said. Ladies and gentlemen, they say, turn your cameras off, turn your cameras off. We have the video from multiple angles. Then they fire tear gas. Then they fire flashbangs. Then they fire rubber bullets. And you see people being hit with it and then running. And then they start charging you and then tear down the equipment. This is the most Orwellian statement I've heard since Common Core said 2 plus 2 equals 5. And Obama said, if you've got a business, you didn't build that. I mean, I don't even want to attack the police here because that ties into the psychology of compacting them into an us-against-them mentality. But what world do they live in to shovel this type of grade-A Bravo Sierra at us, Jakari?
Yeah, that's a good question, Alex, because the narrative we keep hearing, you know, I talked to a couple of police officers last night, including the police chief, and what you keep hearing from these guys, well, I wasn't there, I didn't personally give that order, so I can't really comment on that situation. So for this this sheriff or whoever this guy is to come out and make this statement, was he there with those guys? If nobody else seems to know what's going on because they weren't here, how can he make a statement saying that they thanked them and that they were keeping them safe?
Jakari, thank you. I was listening, but Rob Dew just brought me in news articles with the actual statements by Al Jazeera saying they were chased, attacked, to their cars, and guns were pointed at their faces until they told them thank you. So this is like Jeffrey Dahmer making little kids thank him for raping them. I mean, this is literally getting bizarre.
It is bizarre. And like you said, we don't want to fall into this us against them parallel, because the officers out here, the state troopers, they were very well behaved last night. I even walked up to one of the state troopers, shook his hand. I said, thank you for coming out here and being professional, not coming out here with the heavy armor, not with the guns aimed at people, none of that stuff, just standing there peacefully in the blue uniform on the sidewalk. I said, thank you for being professional. So we don't want to make it a us against them. We want everybody to be held accountable, whether it's the officers pointing the guns, the officers shooting people with rubber bullets, or if it's the looters out here or the people burning down buildings. Everybody who was a participant in the violence of this needs to be held accountable. And I don't want to hear just, oh, we're sorry, we made a mistake, we'll try to do better next time. No, somebody needs to be held accountable. Somebody gave that order, or at least somebody didn't tell the guys to stop pointing the rifles at people, putting red dots on people's chest.
Well, this is the Homeland Security federal training that we as taxpayers pay for to send these departments to these facilities. This is standard. Who gave them the MRAPs? Who gave them the LRAD sound cannons? Who gave them the money for all the riot control gear and the rubber bullets and the flashbangs? This is Homeland Security standardization. Those uniforms they were wearing are one of two designs departments are allowed to pick out that the feds pay for, Jakari. And so this is the feds and the globalists and the RAND Corporation National Stabilization Force training to federalize the police that's been going on since the mid-90s. It's declassified. We've read it on air. It's public. We know more about the police state than anybody else. We're the operation that made four films about it. We're the people been covering it since 96. I've been the police state guy. And notice now, everybody's really getting concerned. Even mainline conservatives, libertarians, you name it, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, because we're in trouble, folks. This is pointed at us. It's beyond North Korea what they've set up. And we don't want it to be used against us. It's that simple. We don't want to be a mix between a Guatemala third world police state with a bunch of high-tech RoboCop stuff meshed together. I mean, anyone with half a brain can see how serious this is. Now, listen, Jakari, I want to get into what else you've witnessed, talk to Joe Biggs and Josh Owens here in a moment, but I know you guys got the interviews. I know it's in Gateway Pundit. I need you to go out and talk to that crowd, because you told me that a lot of folks are saying they hate Obama, they hate Al Sharpton. He wouldn't dare come down there to the crowd. People told him don't come down there. The media is making this black versus white, Democrat versus Republican, and really using it to make all the predominantly black folks out there, but it's a lot of other white people, you name it, marching in solidarity. They're trying to make this a racial issue purely and to project the, you know, the thugs that went out and looted the first night onto free speech and trying to sell the police state right now and trying to get a civil war going as demonstrations pop up all over the country, thousands marching in Times Square in places, you know, like New York, where they let gangs rape women in Central Park and do nothing. We need to get on top of this. As I said a few days ago, I need you guys to go get the interviews with folks. Talk, because you know, you've said they're telling you this. I know you already have some of those. You're working very hard. We need to get those videos out ASAP, Jakari.
All right, well, we'll see what we can do. Many people have varying opinions out here, but yes, like you said, we have encountered people who have very strong opinions about the way this has been handled or addressed by the supposed leaders in the black community.
Well, it's key to get that out, because we're watching Fox News here, and they're basically saying you are a new Black Panther, which is literally as bad or worse than the Klan, as bad or worse as La Raza. I mean, these guys openly say kill all the white people, openly try to intimidate voters at voting places. The new Black Panther Party is horrible. Horrible, 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 horrible. Major Justice Department connections to then project onto black people in general. You know, like they use the Klan to project on white people. We need to have these folks decry Jakari because they're being used in the PSYOP to sell the police state to be used first against inner city blacks and then against everyone else, Jakari.
Yeah, they're not the the Black Panthers that Larry Pinkney was a part of many years ago. That's exactly right.
Well, you were there covering it at the fire station. Great interviews with the police chief and others. Before I go to Joe Biggs, other things you've witnessed here in the last 24 hours, Jakari Jackson.
Well, the thing I want to point out to everybody, what happened last night, if you see the videos that are on Infowars.com, one of the videos where I talked to the Marine who was out here in full uniform, when people were marching up and down the street, several thousand, I don't know how many people were here by the end of it, but at that point it's probably 2,000 people or so. But notice how peacefully all these people were assembled, walking up and down the street, trying to do what they were trying to, or doing what they were trying to do just the day before when the police had the streets blocked off on both sides, going either way. All they wanted to do was peacefully assemble, walk down the street. They went to, we went to an apartment complex. I assume it was Michael Brown's apartment complex. So we had a gathering there, then we went up to a church, and then came back here to our current location outside the Quick Trip. So, you know, just showing people you can have a peaceful rally without aiming guns at people's heads. You don't have to do that. You can stand on the side if you're the police and just say, hey, we're just here to keep the peace. We're here to make sure the streets are relatively clear so people can pass through. But otherwise, you guys can come out here, have a fun time, have a safe time. And nobody got shot last night. Nobody got stabbed last night. You know, you always have a few hotheads who want to use the colorful language, but nobody was hurt and everything went well.
Well, Jakari, you said it looked like about 1,500 last night in your report. The video
we're showing
looks like 3,000-4,000 people. This just goes on and on forever. I mean, how many people do you estimate are out there now?
Right now, it's about 400-500 at this moment. Yeah, the video you referenced, that was probably earlier in the day. There are definitely more people here by the time we left later in the evening. People were driving all the way up and down the street, just like you see now. People lined up all the way down the street for a good mile or so, and people passing through in their vehicles, you know, people honking their horns, people waving their signs. So, yeah, by the time it was all finished, we probably had several thousand, much more than 1,500.
For those that just joined us, Jakari Jackson, Infowars.com, nightly news reporter, and co-host of this radio show, is reporting live from Ferguson, Missouri, outside St. Louis. And, Jakari, we're going to come back from break and talk to Joe Biggs and then, of course, to Josh Owens. This is a very complex issue if you're a new listener. We are not against the police. We are not against the protesters. We're trying to show how this is being managed by the feds. We have the head of the Black Panther Party in Missouri, the new Black Panther Party, no relation to the original Black Panther Party that were angels compared to these people, and incredibly racist group and organization. And they're there thanking Eric Holder. And Eric Holder got caught stirring up the Trayvon Martin business. So, again, they want to sell more military equipment and all this to the public. And so they want to try to get riots going while acting like they're trying to stabilize the situation. This is what Obama wants. That's why the police should not be running around doing things that will cause a provocation. That's why we want the citizens to not go out and have provocations with the police. And we want the police to not be involved in provocations, because this country is sitting on top of a mountain of dynamite politically. And again, they sell the police state to fight Al-Qaeda after 9/11. Notice it's for the Tea Party now. They sell a police state for Al Sharpton and thugs with their pants hanging down around their ankles. Then they announce it's for veterans and the Tea Party. The average police I know, unless they're part of special revenue units, the truck police, the DWI police, you name it, are generally protecting and serving and have tough jobs. The problem is they're being federalized. They're being given unconstitutional missions. If you go up to InfoWars.com, there's a graphic up there that Kurt Nemo made. He makes them daily, does a great job, not just a writer. It says it's always dangerous to have an army stationed among them over which they have no control. Speaking of troops being drawn and quartered, that's Sam Adams. And, of course, it's in the Bill of Rights to not have paramilitary on the streets. It's also in the 1878 law, Posse Comitatus. So they just federalized the police themselves and gave them federalized training. Then when they do this, the feds come in as the saviors. I know it's fun to dress up like RoboCop and everything, but this doesn't intimidate the public. It makes the public hate you. I just want to explain that to the police.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist light clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural, and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
should have done more on this, but part of me doesn't want to give it attention. We've had real ISIS-affiliated groups threatening InfoWars. I mean, obviously, it came out in the British news, London Independent, that Assad, the president of Syria, reads InfoWars.com, and that his government gets a lot of their analysis from it. So Al-Qaeda doesn't like us because they've been attacking Assad. And I point out they're a bunch of scum that they need to be dealt with. I support airstrikes on them, real airstrikes, because Al-Qaeda is running around murdering Christians en masse. But that's how bizarre all of this has gotten. And now Secret Service says they're aware of ISIS flag photo in front of the White House, and ISIS has promised to blow up the White House. Yeah, and Obama and his controllers aren't beyond attacking the White House, and they'll use real jihadis that are six or seven layers fenced or sheep-dipped. They won't know. But they've got real crazy jihadis that'll do it and then make him a hero. See, when it comes out our government runs Al-Qaeda, they'll do something like that. We learned this years ago, 3 years ago at Bilderberg, and again last year. One of their main topics was the world knows that Al-Qaeda is run by the West. And they are freaking out. So they renamed it. They're doing all this. Oh, they're bombing them because they're trying to kill some Kurds on a mountain. They're pulling a bunch of scams right now because they know our military knows. Remember when our military, by the thousands, officers would cover their faces but put out tweets in uniform saying, I won't fight for Al-Qaeda, and Ron Paul and Rand Paul and others talked about it. We're going to go to break and come back for about 20 minutes with Joe Biggs and Josh Owens. We're going to play some of the clips of the interviews that Jakari and others got last night in Ferguson. But while this crisis is going on and the border's wide open, they're legalizing all the illegals basically by fiat, and Obama's ruling by executive orders, this is the bombshells up on InfoWars.com. Scores of Russian trucks, aid trucks, they say, the Ukraine says armored vehicles, were blown up on the road yesterday coming out of Russia into Ukraine. NATO just announced, and the U.S. Pentagon just announced, U.S. sending 600 troops, armored personnel carriers, and tanks, including Abrams, to countries bordering Russia to, quote, reassure threatened allies. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is hardcore. George Soros bragged 2 months ago that he was behind the overthrow of Ukraine. We're starting it with Russia. I had Ray McGovern on 2 days ago, who fought the Russians for more than two decades. Fought them. High-level CIA. And he says we're totally in the wrong about to start World War III. George Soros is a Nazi collaborator. In fact, when they put him on screen, I literally get angry, okay?
So do I.
I mean, I'm getting sick of this, okay? The globalists are setting the world on fire because they're going to pose as the saviors and consolidate control. And we're busy with cops and black people fighting with each other. And then we go out there supportive of the police because it did look like this guy might have been a thug. And there were a bunch of thugs burning stuff. And then the police treat us like absolute crap. What do you do when just every side is a bunch of morons? I mean, why is the public so dumb? Why do the police want to attack reporters and then lie about it? Al Jazeera thanked us. I have the Al Jazeera statement saying they chased them to their cars and pointed guns at them after shooting with rubber bullets. That's what happened. Not what you say. You lie. And you work for the globalists who are pure evil and want to destroy you and your family. So join the Republican. I know most police actually have. That's why it's such a sick thing to see this civil war starting and just not having the power to stop it. Please support us. Spread the word about the broadcast. Second hour coming up. Until Monday, 10% off everything that's already discounted. We already have a bunch of sales going on high-quality supplements, pro-gun T-shirts, thousands of items, 10% off.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.